Pat, thanks so much for being with us. There's a lot of excitement about personal and commercial space flight right now. Could you tell us about the upcoming symposium and what people can expect this year?
Well, for the listeners of KRWG, I try and make it very relevant to New Mexico for these conversations. Probably the most important thing that we're going to be covering this year in the symposium is the human spaceflight, both suborbital and orbital. The suborbital Virgin Galactic flight system is in test mode right now out at Spaceport America.
Yeah, there's so much excitement about that right now. I know Virgin Galactic made that announcement that they were moving operations and staff to the area. So will Virgin Galactic be there to talk about what's happening with their company?
Yes, the president of Virgin Galactic and CEO of Virgin Galactic and the launcher of Virgin Orbit programs, George Whitesides, he and his wife, Loretta, were one of the first people to buy tickets. This is probably 2006 or 7. George is very familiar with the direction of the company. Right now, there's 109 people working for Virgin Galactic at Spaceport America. So that part is quite a bump in people.
This year, what are some of the presentations we could expect to see?
Well, we're talking about going back to the moon, for example. And the guy who's the head of that program, former astronaut Ken Bowersox, worked for SpaceX in their human spaceflight program, went back to NASA headquarters to be the acting associate administrator for human exploration and operations. He controls $14 billion of the $20 billion budget of NASA. So Ken Bowersox has spoken three times at ISPCS, first time in 2009 on human spaceflight systems. The audience can go to our YouTube channel, ISPCS YouTube channel, and watch the presentations that you're talking about. The amazing speakers, the topics that we cover. You don't have to attend. It would be nice because then you can actually meet these people.
You would expect a conference like this to take place in California or Florida, of course, but it's right here in New Mexico. What are some of the efforts that you've been involved with to really not only bring it to New Mexico, but keep it here?
The motivation, the commitment that keeps me here is the commitment to our community and to our state, our students, to bring this event, the leadership here, to put eyes on the capabilities that we have in New Mexico, NASA White Sands Test Facility, Virgin Galactic, the launch and reentry site. That is a unique facility for students to use as an experimental platform.
Now, it's also sort of a networking and recruiting event, I noticed, as well. Can you kind of share a little bit more about that?
You know, I was at the Spaceport America opening. They're on the campus of New Mexico State University in the Arrowhead Executive Center. And they're in the former General Dynamics building over there. And I was so happy to see all of the support, reinforcement for this. It's been a long haul. And a man came up to me during that, and he said, "Hi, my name is Scott Blank, and I got my job through ISPCS. I'm from New Mexico, and I wanted to come back. So I came to your show, and I got my job with Dan Hicks now."
Wow, what a great story. Can you share with our audience when this event is happening and where it's going to be and what they need to do to attend the event?
There's an event that's free on October 8th. You can register. Go to ispcs.com. It'll be on the region's homepage. The iTech Forum, it's a NASA technology competition, and it's held at Hotel Encanto. That's on October 8th. October 9th and 10th, the symposium occurs at the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum. And if you're attending the symposium, you can then go with us to the Spaceport America tour on Friday, where you will get to actually be toured by Virgin Galactic into their newly created lounge for families of future astronauts.
Very exciting.
Yes.
Pat Hines is curator of the International Symposium for Personal and Commercial Spaceflight. Pat, thank you so much for joining us.
Great job again. Thank you, Anthony.